I'm delighted from that point that it is sold now, and we can start and we can move on. And I do believe that these people will be willing to sell. And I'm asking Donegal County Council to contact them as quickly as possible and see if they are willing to sell. If not, then other sites will have to be sought and got, and people might have to go their own individual way in the three campuses. We hope that would not be the case, but this would really be a great model if we could have the three campuses, the three schools, still together under the one site.
As you said, Donegal County Council can get into negotiations with the new owners, but the reality is the council can't do anything without the backing of and the funding from, crucially, the Department of Education. And ultimately, it's the department's role in all this is going to be what ensures it does or doesn't happen.
Yes, and that's up to the politicians to keep the pressure on the Department of Education and not let the same thing happen again, that it doesn't slip through their fingers again, that we are really, really serious about this. We're coming to the end of another school year. Schools are filled to capacity. Some of them are thinking about putting a cap on numbers because they can't accept anymore, and that's very sad for education, very sad for the pupils, for the teachers, for the community and for everyone. So I would really like to see this project moving forward in a very positive way.